Hello, season's greetings to you all from the Intrepid Heroes here, from us to you. Tonight, we're having a very special interim episode of Murder in Metal City, in which we celebrate the Festival of Newspark.
Hooray!
So this is going to take, this is all after the mystery is over, and I'm sure everyone is going to still be alive. Everyone is nothing bad has ever happened to anybody, and the mystery has been solved. Whatever
and
that might be.
If any of us die in the campaign, that makes this episode a fracture in time. Oh, which Warper did it? Yeah,
it's an Elseworld. It's
always
a what if?
Exactly.
And so here we begin on the evening of the sort of the last of Cuthonia, the final month of the year. Here on Abalon and in the city of Striving, and here this particular festival is a festival for mostly for androids and constructed beings. About sort of, it's a little bit of an abolition day for a lot of androids, but it's also just sort of a celebration of in a lot of ways you know, the changing of the year, but also it's sort of extracted out to that, and for the most part, you know, because this is all the time when all the constructed beings have their sort of clock rollover in their CPU.
Oh.
So it becomes they sort of turned it into a big deal. And so there's kind of parades and floats and maybe a little bit of fireworks happening throughout the city of Striving. Most of that is, of course, taking part with Anasites and androids and other sort of constructed beings. But in the tall skyscraper in which the Van Dyne family lives, they're also having a celebration for the more organic people. And so it is the penthouse, the Van Dyne's penthouse, which we've seen before, but now it is lavishly decorated. Alex, how is it decorated exactly?
Yeah, I think the big theme every year is that it becomes very in fashion still for like the organics to like wear metallic sort of like in solidarity with the constructed folks who are celebrating. And so I think it's very like tastefully decorated in like silvers and golds and maybe like that dark black kind of like titanium, and most of the Van Dyne family is like dressed very, very similarly. I think Patsy's got like a lovely shimmery dress on. I think the family is just sort of very, very decked out. This is a big deal for them. This is like their big shindig of the year, is like the post parade, like Newspark parade on this night.
Yes, and do you think that maybe there's even some like lighting that kind of maybe looks like circuitry kind of?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I imagine most of the buildings on Abalon just kind of are decorated like that. But I think we probably like turned those up to 11. Any of the rooms that we like might not usually use those effects, and we're like, no, we're gonna do it. We're gonna like maybe use those to add some color to the rooms, and obviously like just. Plates of food, like in every room, has got like a different kind of like theme to the food going on, you know. And it's just, we're all done up. It's a great time.
And so the massive Van Dyne family is all there, of course. Lots of Yusoki running about, some children, of course, older relatives are there. Anyone who's, and maybe even a few of them have been flown in from off planets for the celebration. It's a huge shindig. And then, of course, some society people from the city itself, right? Right.
Of course.
Some well-known, you know, I guess, for lack of a better word, sort of celebrities around town. Some of the movers and shakers, again, mostly organics. Mm-hmm. And of course, Patsy's newest friends.
Yes. I think she's probably like more stressed this year than previous years, because this is like a whole new group that she's invited, and she wants them to have a good time, and she wants everyone else to have a good time. And she's just like very like, she wants everyone to have a good time, and she wants to make a good impression. And so she's probably just like a little bit more stressed than usual at these things.
Your Aunt Prunella, who we met earlier, who kind of wiggled her eyebrows at you when you brought some people in to sort of rest up. I'm vaguely picturing her on a mobility scooter.
Right.
She's kind of old, kind of ancient almost, but she's dressed super nice. She's still, you know, quite vibrant.
Yes, I think she's got something like with beads and fringe on, is how I'm imagining her.
Okay, yeah, definitely. And she kind of scoots up, moves up to you, and says, Patsy, you look a little nervous.
No, Auntie Prunella, everything is just fine. How are you? Are you ready for the party?
She's got a big tumbler of something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that went down the wrong pipe.
Oh no!
The commitment to method acting, and this is great.
Yeah. You know me, dear. As long as I have my drink, I'm fine.
Oh yeah, I sort of pat her on the back, and I think I give her one hit point back through my vitality network.
Thank you, dear.
Auntie Prunella, if you keel over before the end of this party, I love you, but I will ensure that Phirasma does not judge you politely.
Patsy, you know I'm gonna bury you.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Don't I know it. Anyway, listen, and I think Patsy sort of looks around because, like, not everyone has arrived yet. Why don't you go help the younglings in the second sitting room and just make sure that they're not being too rough with bows, okay?
All right. I love those little nippers. That was sarcasm. You're not 100% sure.
It's possible to tell with Auntie Prunella.
Grabs something off one of the plates right there, and just, you know, a hand sandwich or a little pig in a blanket or something, and goes sort of scooting off. So people begin to arrive. You know, I think again the family kind of gets there first for the most part, and then some of the other people. But out of everybody else, and Bows, we should explain what's happening with Bows. Bows, of course, arrived also a little bit early, and was nervous about such a public function, such a large gathering of people, and so to make them feel at home, more comfortable, they're standing in that second sitting room being decorated like a Christmas tree, essentially, like letting the kids sort of throw tinsel on them and hang new spark ornaments, which are probably just little circuit boards and what have you.
Yeah, I put the younglings to work making new spark ornaments, which is definitely a real thing that definitely exists. And just put them to work. I figured, like, it was a thing that would occupy them. It's a thing that Bows can do to feel useful. Everybody wins.
Indeed. And all Bows need to do is pretty much stand still.
Yes.
And so that's why we don't have Rue with us tonight. But that's what's happening there. But among the other four of you, who do you think is the first to arrive at this party? Anyone?
It's definitely
anyone?
Not
Zobby, you're me. Always kind of
Voss
fair enough.
Always shows up kind of late.
Fashionably late. Yes.
Yeah, fashionably late, exactly.
Zobby, you're excitable.
You yes, I'm very excited, especially for the end of the evening fireworks. Oh, that's going to be so much fun. Yeah, okay, I've been talking to the pyrotechnics crew and giving them some pointers on how to really light up that display.
Zobby, my dear, we talked about this. How many grenades are in your pocket right now?
Just 5. And they're not.
And
they're,
how many did I say you were allowed to bring?
You said I could have one big one, and that's what I'm going to make.
Zobby, no. There's younglings here.
This is all pyrotechnic. It's non-lethal. It's fine. It'll be great.
Can I please have one of the grenades in your pocket?
She holds out her lower right hand. Very reluctantly. Don't put that in your mouth.
her hand is halfway to her mouth. I was literally about to put it in my cheek.
I hate that. Oh.
Okay. Enjoy the party. Have some punch.
Okay.
and John, somewhere safe.
Put it in an actual steel line safe. Zobby, how is Zobby dressed? Are you dressed up for the occasion, or are you still wearing kind of like your normal overalls or whatever?
Zobby doesn't have a lot of, his clothes are very utilitarian, but he does have a clean set of overalls, but he's used his custom rig to kind of build in lights that will kind of flash with the rhythm of the music. Yeah. And so he's just kind of playing, he's got all these, each of his hands has like a different controller for a different effect, light effect. And he can't wait till the end because there's going to be some pyrotechnics that come.
From the jacket? From the overalls?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
In fairness, Patsy didn't ask if there were pyrotechnics in the clothes, and that's on her.
Yep.
That's true. True. Zabi, do you just make your way through the party?
Oh yeah.
Maybe meeting a few people. Yeah. Meeting a few more Van Dynes that you haven't met yet.
Well, I mean, yes and no. I'm not really into hobnobbing and stuff, but because of all the fancy decorations and stuff, that's very intriguing. So I'm kind of looking to see, like, if somebody's got some really cool special effects, I'll go and kind of look at that and kind of examine it, and you know, I'll compliment them on their, you know, the fine circuitry work that they've done and things. But yeah, not really good at making small talk. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. but not so awkward that you like head directly to the kitchen and you're just quiet.
You know, you're not in there
talking to people. It's just a sort of interesting game. Okay, who's next to show up?
Sure, it'll be Dex.
All right, Dex. Okay.
Hey.
Tim, I imagine Dex's doesn't look much different. You've got your trench coat, you've got the suit, the suit underneath.
He does a little surprise. He does have his trench coat. So, and he immediately sees Patsy kind of like grimace. Like the, oh dear, we talked about this.
Right? No. I think what would happen is she would see you, and you would absolutely clock that grimace, and she would go over and she would say, I think almost hopefully, Dex, it's so good to see you. I'm so glad you could make it. Can I take your coat?
Yeah, and so he takes off the coat, and he's got like a tux on.
Oh, well, Mr. Rain, don't you clean up nice?
Well, in my business, you gotta pretend.
Well, okay.
And you know, I did have a spare one of these around. I do tend to have to go to certain parties and, you know, scope out the perps.
Well, you are certainly dressed for the occasion, and I must say, I have several eligible young society ladies.
No! We're not doing that.
All right.
Just show me to the booze, and he like pulls out like a wine or whatever. He's like, I don't know what they don't have anything here.
This is very love. Can I make a society check to see how $8 this bottle of wine is?
Sure, yeah, sure. Why not? Well, I love it.
Let's see.
What do you have? Wine lore, alcohol lore?
I certainly don't. Only an 11. I don't know. Yeah.
It's good shit.
I mean, still, packed it's pretty punch. Obvious.
It's actually not wine. It's like bourbon.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what? We'll put this on the... No, not that bar cart. The other bar... Yeah, sorry. There's like 5 bar carts. Let me show you to the nearest one.
Show me to the good one.
Yeah, and she'll sort of like... put her hand sort of, or her arm sort of in your arm, but then it doesn't really work because of the height discrepancy, so she just kind of puts her hand on the inside of your, like, elbow and then sort of guides you through and, you know, sort of waving, and saying hello to people.
He accommodates a little bit. He drops his elbow down a little bit.
Yeah. Just sort of, you know, waves, says hello, you know, introduces you to a couple people, and, you know, that's Uncle Hector, and that's Auntie Prunella. You are not to speak to Auntie Prunella under any circumstances.
Oh, I remember your older Yosokis like that shouldn't be looking at people like me like that.
Yes, that's my biggest concern.
But so Dex has an auto recognition lens. So as you're naming people, he's already looking them up.
Nice.
And it's displaying their name. He's going to be very good in conversations where he's going to remember everybody's name because he has a cheat sheet in his eyeball.
Nice. Love that.
I mean.
My number one favorite augmented Starfinder 2nd edition.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we all probably would love to have.
Yeah.
But as a PI, he has to remember that stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Dex, you're at the one of the nicer of the bar carts, maybe, and it's actually an actual bar, the one bar that's actually in the penthouse, and you get yourself a nice tall glass of scotch or whatever, no ice, and there you go. Don't choke on it like I did, and of course, you know, you're sort of savoring that. What do you like? Does Dex like it peaty? Does he like it smoky? Does he like it smooth?
Smooth and slightly sweet.
Smooth and slightly sweet. All right. Well, speaking of smooth, you're savoring that, and there's someone standing next to you. She turns around. It's you recognize her immediately, even without the auto recognition of them. It's Vasilisa. She's there, and she's like, "Oh, Dexter Lane, how are you here, my dear?"
I'm doing fine. I came down from your station for this, hey?
Oh, of course I've come down from station. This is a huge party. The Van Dynes always throw the most fabulous parties from what I have heard. I have not been to their New Spark celebration just yet, but I am loving it so far. She has a glass, and she goes to clink it with you. A cheers to your health.
To your health. Yeah. I'm glad that... I'm still alive, you know?
Aren't we all? Aren't we all glad you're still alive? And, you know, she chats up a little bit. She's asking you, you know, how you doing? What's going on? She's trying to in a way, kind of like maybe trying to draw a little information out of you, or just trying to like learn a little bit more about you, because you only had like sort of passing interactions mm-hmm. before. Maybe even just sort of asking you like, oh, so what do you, you're a PI on Epsilon Station, so you know all of the ins and outs of the criminal underworld there.
As much as I can figure out, yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty tight spot there. It's nothing, this is more open, more stuff going on. But you know, crime's always the same.
Well, maybe if I ever make my way to Epsilon Station, I look you up, huh?
I'm considering whether or not I'm gonna go back to Epsilon Station, or I can be more for hire and spread out across the galaxy. You know?
Oh, not just to
go where the cases take me. You know? Building up a name. You know?
This is very interesting. I became slightly French there.
It happens when she's drinking.
Yeah. That's a French whiskey.
Sounds good. And so she'd be chatting you up for a bit. Dreams. Let's say you're next. Right, Jocelyn? Is that cool? Sure.
Yep. A Dreams comes floating in through the big double doors, hidden behind a huge pile of presents and trailing streamers. You can sort of see, like, through the pile of presents that they're wrapped with streamers. That's their outfit. And they're sort of trailing behind them in all directions as they float through with the pile of presents floating about them. Are some other things? It looks like tufts of cotton candy.
Hmm. Okay. Is it candy?
We'll find out.
Yeah, get out.
I think Patsy notices this, and like her eyes go wide, and she rushes over to him. My goodness, Dreams, do you need a hand or several hands? You have quite a lot there.
Sure. And in trying to transfer the presents, they all tumble on the floor in every direction.
Oh, goodness, I'm so sorry, Patsy. Like, to try to pick them up, but you know, she's a Ahsoka, she can only pick up so much.
Indeed. And some of them are quite large.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Zombie, you have hands. Come here.
Yes. Oh.
my goodness, what have you brought all these such lovely wrapped packages for?
Well, we thought it would be a good idea to spread the joy. It's, you know, this isn't actually real. You're just imagining it. And these presents aren't real, but we can pretend.
Okay.
They come join me in the shared hallucination.
Sure, I love a shared hallucination. Patsy's very confused.
Dreams looks around for the other people in the party and beckons them over. We appear to be missing Voss. Perhaps we should wait.
Okay. Do we need to store these in a closet or something?
No, they belong in their own dimensional space.
You've gotten weirder since I saw you last.
Yeah. So, Jocelyn, are you know, these are mental constructs, these presents, or can you wink them out and bring them back, or are they just kind of always floating around visible?
Yes. As soon as you agree to join the hallucination, they're there.
Okay. I see. Okay. Terrific. All right, let's go to Voss. And we'll come back to you.
All right,
we'll come
back to James with this. Probably about 10 minutes or so after we're supposed to actually show up. Voss comes you know, kind of shuffling down the street very speedily, in like what is probably a it's like a kind of nice bluish kind of cocktail dress, but clearly like the bottom of it is like one of those tighter long dresses that she doesn't quite know how to run in yet. So she's like trying to like shuffle down the street towards towards Patsy. Patsy, I just realized something on the way over here. Is it a social faux pas to impersonate an android on Newspark?
What a fascinating. I couldn't. The social etiquette course has never covered that.
Okay. So it's probably fine. I won't worry about it.
What? Come in, and no one on the street will have a problem with it.
Okay. All right.
it's lovely to see you. How has filming been?
Oh, it's been all right. We're getting back in filming season 3, and I've not been in the season much, I guess. So mostly I've been sitting around in my trailer.
I see. Well, that just means that we shall treasure every scene you're in just that little bit more. Maybe it means they're ramping you up for a big dramatic arc near the end.
Well, you know, I'm supposed to be the cybernetics doctor or whatever, and I guess there's nobody like getting the fancy cybernetics or something this season. I don't know. You'd think I would pay more attention, but I only read, you know, my part of the script because I apparently spoil it too much otherwise.
Yes, I have seen your InfoSphere posts. Yeah. Anyway, come in. Dreams has some sort of shared hallucination for us. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Bring Voss in.
Yeah. You sweep in, maybe grab a drink or some food, and maybe there's a smaller, not smaller, but just a side room where it's less chaotic with a bunch of people. Jocelyn, take it away. Dreams, tell us what's going on here.
Dreams gestures dramatically to the pile of presents. And says, sadly, these are unlabeled, but I'm sure we will be able to figure out which present belongs to who. And they count the people here, noticing that there are 5 of the party, including Bows, of course, who is being draped with decorations, and not including Dreams, who doesn't give presents to themselves, and 1 for the entire party.
So Jocelyn has made a thing. I'm going to show it to you all now. It's in the journal.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll read it out loud. Dreams has created a shared hallucination in which they have brought Newspark gifts for everyone. Unfortunately, they neglected to label the boxes. The 6 items are in different colored boxes: red, blue, green, purple, silver, and gold. The contents are, variously, an augmentation, a vehicle, a piece of jewelry, an armor upgrade, a consumable, and something to eat. Also consumable, but, you know, but I assume
specifically something to eat.
Specifically something to eat, yeah, no.
Game consumable.
Yeah. okay. All right. Jocelyn, should I involve myself in the solving of this puzzle as well, or should I just leave it to you?
You can certainly involve yourself. All everyone right. can play.
Okay, fair enough. I do love a logic puzzle.
Yes. I was going to say, I'm literally making the grid in my journal here.
Yep. So there's a bunch of clues there. It's not super hard. But yes, let's figure out whose gift is whose and what they are.
Let's see. All right, so there's 5, and Dreams doesn't get a present, right?
Dreams does not get a present.
Okay, that's very
But there's a present for the group.
There's a present for the party.
So we've got, let's see, so colors, we've got red. Oh, but there's a party
the
present.
Frustration.
Yes.
That's what Dreams
Okay, so the red, blue, green, purple. Ah, silver.
Taste your frustration. It's delicious. Thank you.
Oh, I know what I get.
It did.
Is it something explosive?
No.
Aw. It's green. Sad for you.
It could be.
Okay, well, you definitely get the green box. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
I apparently get the squarish gold box. Okay.
Oh, no, there's two G's. Green and gold.
Yeah.
You have to do GR and GO.
Okay.
Or AU for gold, if you want to be.
Oh, clear. that would have been smart and clever. Okay. So Voss gets the gold box. Okay, so we know that.
That's a gold box.
Okay. Let's see. The augmentation is not for Dexter.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. He doesn't need them. Let's see. The jewelry's not in the gold box, so we know Voss doesn't have jewelry.
Yes.
Correct.
Let's see. Oh, Bowes gets the silver box.
Okay. And Zabi gets the
green box for Zabi. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Food in the red box.
Largest gift. Patsy's gift is the smallest, so mine isn't the vehicle. The box containing the augmentation. Long. Okay. Size is a factor here. Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little secondary information, as we like to call it.
The jewelry upgrade, consumable, and eating.
John, I think we can see what Zabi gets since.
Yeah, Zabi gets
the upgrade. Is in the green box, and the armor upgrade is in the green box.
Oh, so, okay. Yes. Yeah, so we know that Zabi gets an armor upgrade. That's fun for you.
Hooray.
Gonna if need it that explodes.
Don't blow up your armor.
The jewelry is not in the gold box, so Voss doesn't get jewelry. Let's see. Basically,
the food,
the food is in the red box. Okay. But we don't know who gets the red box yet.
No.
The blue box can be held in my hand. The box containing the augmentation is long. Oh, so Zombie's box is also long.
Yeah.
I don't know if that helps us learn anything.
Well, no, I think it's different.
No, the augmentation is different from the armor upgrade.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah,
you're
so armor
right.
Upgrade and augmentation.
So true, bestie.
There's a long box. Is a long box unable to be held in one hand? That's a question.
That is a question. Let's see. I feel like
that's not.
Patsy's one is the smallest. Is that useful? Oh, and Dexter doesn't get the augmentation. Mark that.
I feel like the. It's either probably the jewelry or something to eat if it's the smallest. I had to guess.
I'm trying to do this in my head. I don't know. Why'd I be trying to do this in my head?
I've got this much of a grid now, but I don't know where to go from here.
Augmentation is not for Dexter, so Dexter does not get the long box.
That's true, but we don't know which box is the long one. Is the image here useful to us?
No, not at all.
Okay. I'm about to start analyzing sizes of boxes in that image. Let's see.
Apparently my box is squarish? I don't know what that means.
Flat and squarish, well, it's not jewelry.
But it's not
long. Also not
long. I don't get the vehicle. Right. Patsy doesn't get the vehicle. We know that.
Because square and long are kind of separate, I would say.
Yes.
Long, I'm assuming, is rectangular.
Yes. I assume so.
Oh, yeah. So, Okay, so Voss either gets the vehicle, the whatever starts with a C, the consumable, or the edible.
Okay.
But the food item is in the red box, and Voss doesn't get red, so it can't be that. So either the consumable or the vehicle. Okay. I'm going to crack this. Let's see. The vehicle is the largest gift.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a foil or not, right? The vehicle for everybody would be good, but that could be a foil.
Yeah.
A foil? Oh.
Red herring. I suspect from that logic, Voss probably has the consumable because it says the vehicle is the largest, and I have a flat squarish box.
Yeah, that's probably true. Let's see if that gets us anything. Let's see. And the answer is no.
Red
food. No.
Something tells me the party gets the food, but that's just a guess on my end. I hope the people watching this podcast have cracked this and they're yelling the correct answer at us.
Yeah, I hope
probably.
So.
Please. please feel free to tell us that we, you know, have just completely botched it.
Okay.
Let's see.
Bowser has the silver box, which has no other information to it.
Right. Patsy's is the smallest, which probably isn't the vehicle.
The blue box is definitely not, because not it's the largest. Vehicle because it can be held in
right.
Yeah, the blue box definitely can't be the vehicle.
Oh yeah, blue.
It can be held in one hand.
Right. But we don't know who has the vehicle or the blue box. We don't know either.
But we can figure out what the color of the vehicle is. It's not green.
It's not green. It's not blue. Gold.
Oh yeah. It's not red. Is
and
it silver?
Not red.
Not
so the
blue,
vehicle is
green,
either purple
red.
Or silver.
Right.
There's a purple? Oh, shoot. There's a purple.
Yes, there is a purple. There's no information on the purple box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so the vehicle is either purple or silver.
Yes. Oh, but Bowser has the silver box. Oh, so Bowser could have the vehicle. But
Bowser could have the vehicle, yeah.
Would Bowser like a vehicle to drive around, some sort of speed bike?
It would
maybe.
Be pretty cool.
It would be pretty cool.
And the jewelry.
Can I make a gift lore check to try and get a clue?
I mean, okay, let's talk about puzzles and adventure games.
Yeah.
Jocelyn, are you prepared to give us a clue on a check? On a successful
sure, absolutely.
Okay.
We'll great. Call it a DC 14.
Okay. I will first cast a Akashic Fount on myself and give myself present lore.
Excellent. Yes.
And then I'm going to roll my striving lore, but it's really present lore.
Yeah. Fair enough.
All right. What do you want to know if you succeed?
Ah.
I rolled
a 13, and we determined it was a DC 14. But you know what? I have a hero point for this session, right?
Yes, indeed.
Sure, why not? There you go.
Yes, much better.
A 20, great. What do I want to know? Let's see, what would the most useful thing to know be? Let's see. I mean, Patsy just kind of want to ask which one is her present, but that trying to figure out if that's useful.
I mean,
it would eliminate some things.
It would eliminate some things. Yeah, what color is Patsy's present?
Ooh,
Patsy's present is blue.
Patsy's present is blue!
Okay.
Which is Alex's favorite color. Okay, this is useful. Okay, what do we know about the blue package? I have to open the thing.
We hold it held in one hand.
We know that it can be held in one hand. Okay, because it's the smallest.
It is the smallest, yes.
And that's all we know. Darn, I could have asked something more useful.
It's okay.
We can nearly have everyone's color. Patsy.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. I wrote Patsy
just twice. Dex and the party have purple and red, respectively.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, but the augmentation is not for Dexter.
So we have to figure out which one the augmentation is.
The food item is in the red box.
Yeah. The food item is in the red box.
Yes.
Which, if Dexter had, sort of extrapolating here.
Dexter got food.
Maybe. Well, something to eat could also be something to drink. Let's see. If
Alex,
Dexter's in the red
favor.
Box, yes.
Hold up your grid so I can see it real quick.
Okay. I haven't done anything with putting gifts in colors.
Okay.
The first set is what color package, and the second one is what gift does the person get, but I haven't cross-referenced them.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, we know what's in the gold box?
We know jewelry is not in the gold box. That's all we know.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, I think we determined that the consumable is in the gold box.
Yes,
because
consumable
Voss gets the consumable
is in the gold box.
Yes. We know the upgrade is in the green box. Yes.
Yeah. That's how we got it.
So the food is in the red.
So I don't know. Yes.
Yes.
Food is in red.
I bet we can tell what then you have, Patsy.
Oh.
In the blue.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, food is in red.
So Patsy either has the augmentation or the jewelry, right?
Right. So I guess it comes back to the question of, does a box being long mean it can't be held in one hand?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Okay. Great. Yeah. Then I have the jewelry. Hooray!
All right, you have the jewelry.
Great. Okay.
Awesome.
Oh, and that means that can't be there or there or there. Okay. Great. Oh, okay. So, no, I just forgot to mark some X's. That's what's happening there. I love that.
One, two, three.
I'm like almost there.
Station. Do we have the color of the augmentation?
It's we gonna be know
purple that... or silver, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Augmentation. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the augmentation has to be purple or silver, which coincidentally is what the vehicle is. Well, it's either purple or silver.
Yes. Yeah, I have a lot of like pairs where it's like Dex and the party have the red and the purple gift.
Yeah. But if we figure out,
I don't know.
Someone else make a gift.
We'll continue on. Yes.
I don't have.
Shake a package. See what's there.
Yeah, shake a package.
Oh, they're not real packages, unfortunately.
Yeah. If you want to make this we can make this a perception check for shaking boxes. Or what have you.
I have lots of hands to shake. I can do that.
Shake it up. Shake it up, Zabby.
It explodes.
All right.
Well, then we know whose present that was.
Perception.
I guess the question also is, which box do you pick up and shake? Because the ones
once you made the check. That's whatever question John is going to ask.
Yeah.
We'll determine. Pick up the vehicle and shake it.
I'm not going to do that. I can't find where my perception is. Oh.
It's on the left side of your character sheet.
Yeah.
Well, I can't.
Well, then you can't find it. Oh. Okay, that's fine. All right.
Okay.
That's good. We'll ask a question of Jocelyn.
Okay. Let's see.
The presents we still have not nailed down are red, purple, and silver, I believe.
Well, red is food. We don't know who.
Well, red is food, but we don't know.
I guess ask what the silver package is, and then
that's what I was going to say. Yeah. So what's in the silver package?
That is the augmentation.
Okay. Augmentation.
I said we got this, but now actually we don't got that. Now we just have the different. Now we don't have it.
Yes, now we know that red and purple.
Now it's just the difference of purple and party. Yeah,
red and purple are left, and they have a vehicle and an eatable. And we don't know which is which.
Let's call it purple is a vehicle, and it's for the party. And Dexter gets the food. Dexy.
Yes.
Is that right, Jocelyn?
Me and my midnight runners. Yes.
Sure.
Like you said, you know, you don't sound so sure.
Yeah. The joke is that Dreams didn't have a solution to this. They just wanted to see how long we'd
There was a solution.
Okay.
So Voss, as you open your gold package, you find a superior med patch in it.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Patsy, your little blue box contains a ring of whispers.
Ooh.
Zabi, unfortunately, it is not something that blows up, but it is an explosive defense unit.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Wow. It's got the word explosive in it.
Yeah.
To protect you from your explosions. Bows can enjoy a tactical speed suspension nice. Augmentation.
Nice.
The vehicle is an urban cruiser.
Oh,
it has to be large enough to fit the whole party, of course.
Of course.
Yes.
And the food item is a spell gem of creating food and drink at a sixth rank, which provides enough drink for a Dexter if he were 50 medium creatures.
Nice.
So one night of drink for Dexter. Wow. Thank you, Justin. That was lovely. I'll point out that you do not get to have these gifts in the rest of the campaign. Thank you.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
This is after the campaign. Yes. After it's all over. Okay. And so you all have a grand old time sort of piecing together this puzzle, having some food, having some drink in the evening, meeting or not meeting Aunt Prunella.
I steer everyone away from Aunt Prunella.
Yeah. God, she's staring away. Why you keep me away from everybody? I'm delightful. And then finally, midnight comes around, which is of course the countdown to the big fireworks display and the turning of the day, the ending of the year to the first of Abadeus, and the sort of the crux of the celebration. Is everyone like? Do you have like a big window?
I was thinking, we find the biggest picture windows that we can that point toward the firework display, and we say, okay, everyone, it's time. We start the countdown.
Okay, and everyone counts down.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year! Happy New Spark!
what little spice did you give to the fireworks there for everyone to see?
Yeah, so there are a series of 6 massive explosions in the air, each of them depicting one of our faces.
Oh,
one after the other, kind of overlay.
Very nice.
And the last one, of course, is Patsy's, because they're hosting the party.
And the biggest one, pink sparkles flying everywhere.
Stop. Is my nose that big?
It's not small.
These are not to scale. Yeah, yeah.
Do you need that nose for sniffing out clues? And so it's been a fabulous party and a fabulous new spark for our fine characters, and we will return back to the present instead of this future holiday when we meet again next time. And from all of me to all of you, I hope you have a wonderful holiday. And by all of you, I mean our intrepid investigators here, of course, but also everyone who's listening. Intrepid investigators, I hope you have a lovely. I hope you're having a lovely holiday currently, and I hope you have a lovely New Year's Eve.
Yeah, happy New
Merry
Year!
Merry holiday, happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everybody, and to all a good night.